Welcome, everybody. This is Tom Funk, and this is the Michigan Trails Report Podcast. In case you are new or just forgot, I am the author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and 50 Hikes on the North Country Trail. I also like to talk about trails and, you know, chime in once in a while on your various Facebook hiking group pages. Once a month in the fall and winter, we talk about trails, trail magic, hiker trash, and even give you a heads up on trail conditions and the status of the various reservation systems like recreation.gov. The rest of the month, I typically post a chapter from one of my guidebooks, give you a travel narrative on one of my hikes, share details of a historical trail, plus every once in a while, I'll share the biography of a famous outdoors person that is from the Great Lakes or has traveled through changing the course of history. So be sure to subscribe and be sure to follow our Facebook page, the Michigan Trails Report. And this is for the month of April. And I want to go to every other week, but you guys are still in the throe of winter, it seems like. So I'm going to kind of monitor it. A lot of people are behind on their 100-mile challenge for the North Country Trail. We'll see how it pans out. If not, there'll be content. Don't worry. You can always go to the podcast. There's gobs and gobs and gobs of stuff there. So please check it out. Our sponsor is Nortive 8, maker of affordable hiking footwear. No flash, no bling, no fancy names. Footwear at a fair price. Nortive8.com. So, let's do this. Alright, trail of the month, we'll call it right now, and let's head back to a state park and we'll go to Whitefish Falls Scenic Area, which is between Munising and Marquette off of M94. And here at the Whitefish Falls Scenic Area, it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit. You'll take a paved road north about 2 miles from Sundell, and then you'll take about a half a mile rutted gravel road. I don't say rutted, but it's pretty rough. You'll make it. I've made it in a Toyota Prius, for crying out loud. But, you know, sometimes I like to think that the trail that you're going to hike is actually in better condition than the road you just took. So, this is a wide, gravelly, you know, a slight downhill grade to the waterfall. Along the way, you're going to see a lot of ferns, a lot of ephemeral flowers. If you're there in the spring, it's a great place to learn your trees and your flowers. And it's a really nice hike. You'll see a spur trail to the North Country Trail, and hold that thought for a moment, and we'll get back to that spur trail and what you can find on that. But what you'll end up doing is walking right up the precipice of the waterfall, and it kind of just glides over two different rock formations. And that would be the Awe Train and the Miners Formation. Both are sandstone. Awe Train is denser, harder than the Miners Formation. And when you hike down to the bottom on the staircase, you're descending literally millions and millions of years of geological history going all the way down to the bottom. And there's a little platform, and it's got a railing and everything, but a lot of people hop off and they go exploring in the rocks and stuff. And when you do go explore the rocks and stuff, because I know you will, check out and look for frogs. And they're green in color, but they're not your green frog. They're not your bullfrog. They are mink frogs. And they're pretty docile. They're pretty, you know, they just kind of sit there. They're relatively easy to catch if you've ever done that before. But you'll find out why they're called a mink frog once you do catch it. And the hint is in its name. Feel free to Google mink frog, M-I-N-K. They are only found, the only frog that's found in the Upper Peninsula and not in the Lower Peninsula, and that is the mink frog. They're pretty cool little frogs. So do that. Climb up back to the top of the stairs. Head back on the trail. And if you take the North Country Trail Spur, there's actually an unnamed waterfall on that spur trail. So you just keep hiking, and you're going to be at the top, kind of come down and around, and there's just this, it's kind of like a mini even ice cave looking formation. And in the spring, when there's a lot of water, there's a waterfall there. And when I hiked, last time I hiked it was, 1998, up to that little spur trail there. And the water was trickling over it, so it was technically a waterfall. So that's a cool little feature as well. So, you know, there's lots to see at these little scenic areas, so check it out. All right, trail conditions and alerts. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm doing a snow report. Yes, I am, the snow report. And how does the saying go? Hey, winter, you've had 6 months to be winter. Go away. Well, there's snow on the ground, albeit a dusting. Cadillac to Tawas and north. And most of the eastern three quarters of the Upper Peninsula. There's a little bit more between like Munising and Germfask. Upwards of a foot in the Huron Mountains, in the Keweenaw, and the Porky. So don't be getting any crazy ideas of cruising any back roads in the UP just yet. It could be a while because it's still going to be a little bit cool, as we'll talk about in the weather forecast. Bug report, well, with this crappy weather, I'm always seeing the occasional tick report. And with this mild winter, look out. It's probably going to be another bad one. And as far as trail conditions, you know, it's still mud season. The mountain bikers are still lamenting that all the freezing and thawing that's going on, the mud. I'm seeing photographs of people taking pictures of footprints in muddy trails. You know, you just may have to wait this out a little bit more as we go through this freeze-thaw again. So keep that in mind. So if you do get like a hard overnight freeze, it's safe to hike first thing in the morning while the ground is frozen. So keep that in mind. And next, I have some trail conflicts and closures to tell you about. Yeah, no, I want to do it one more time. Ready? It's twice as bad. 10 times as bad as usual. So we all bitch and moan when we notice our favorite campground is falling apart. We also bitch and moan when our favorite campground or trail is closed for upgrades and repairs. And I've been typically been peeking at the closure list on the MDNR website, and I'll post a link on the Facebook page, but it's michigan.gov/DNR/about/newsroom/closures, or just Google Michigan DNR campground closures. It's like the first link that pops up. But typically, when I go to this list, and there's a bunch of stuff on there, it's typically a partial closure and not worth mentioning. Well, I just checked it for the first time in a while, and holy smokes, there are currently not 5, not 10, not 20, not 30, but 45 different campground and trail closures. And I'm only going to mention here, due to time constraints, the full closures of campgrounds that are currently in effect or start before Labor Day. There are 10 full closures, and there's 35 more that are either partial or start Labor Day and go into next year. And this is because the MDNR came into a whole pile of money to do fix-ups at our state parks. So I'm going to rattle through this list. I highly suggest checking this out if you're going to be out and about. Usually if you're going to be camping, it's going to reflect in the camping reservation system. But if you're using a day-use area or a trail, you know, or a bathroom or anything like that, you may want to go and check out the site because, man, there's a gob of stuff on there. So Craig Lake State Park is closed until mid-May to mid-June, and they are doing park updates. So the official dates are May 29th to June 17th. Tequamanon Falls, they are replacing toilet and shower buildings in the Lower Falls Modern Campground, and it'll be closed to at least July 1st. Fort Custer Recreation Area Modern Campground, totally closed, everything, till 31st of July. But with this mild winter, they may finish a little earlier, we'll see. Algonac State Park Day Use and Campground, spring and summer, closed. Osabo River Trail, this section of trail is closed indefinitely, although you can do an out and back because it's a bridge that's out that they have to replace. The Brighton Recreation Area Bishop Lake Modern Campground, closed starting in August. Hartwick Pines Modern Campground, closed to the end of the 2024 camping season. Indian Lake State Park, all those cool lakefront sites, they're all closed. Waterloo Recreation Area Sugarloaf Portage Lake Campgrounds, closed starting in August. Let's see, goodness gracious, Yankee Springs Recreation Area Campground, closed 2024 season. Holy cow. Young State Park closed campgrounds through late summer 2024. Seven Lakes Campground closed. Port Crescent Lake State Campground closed. Metamora Hadley Recreation Area. Modern Campground is closed through mid-July. McLean State Park will close August 1st. The campground that is. So, oh man, I'm out of breath. So there's a lot of closures that are going on. So let's give it one more, you know, boo for us, okay? Yeah, but anyways, it's going to be bigger and better in the future. So keep that in mind. So, okay, hey, it's not really an uh-oh, but hey, one of our regular sponsors, the Gateway to Pictured Rocks, has informed us that they will be closed the 2024 season as they are going through a remodel. And what they said is a reinvention to serve a user group that is neglected in the eastern Upper Peninsula. Well, I think I know who that is. Don't you? And it said they won't reopen any earlier than 2025. So they actually helped them do some market research on a Facebook group page, the Hiking Michigan's Upper Peninsula group page. You may have seen some questions asked a few weeks ago. You all remember, right? The group page, Hiking Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Join it right now. They are considering rebranding themselves as a hiker hostel, is the skinny on the street. So would that be cool? I mean, as far as I'm aware, there are no hiker hostels anywhere in the Upper Peninsula. I don't think there's a hostel at all in the UP. Now, what is a hiker hostel? Well, along the Appalachian Trail, about every 20 miles or so, it seems like there is a business that rents out rooms and services hikers with shuttles and showers and laundry and things like that. Now, the North Country Trail, as far as I'm aware, doesn't have such a system. The North Country Trail also doesn't have the volume that the Appalachian Trail does. So, would it be nice to have such a service, you know, cheap lodging and a decent shuttle service? That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? That's really needed in the Upper Peninsula, especially, I would say, Tequamanon to St. Ignace and definitely west of Marquette. So, hey, follow them at Gateway to Pictured Rocks on Facebook and follow their story. Hiker trash. Hey, I cruised the North Country Trail group page, only found two people and a dog have completed the 100-mile challenge in the month of March. So Janine Wardy completed the 100-mile challenge, and she finished it in Lowell, no less. So Ben Walken and his dog Creed, they hit the 100 miles, and there's a whole mess of people that are making some great progress. So let's give them a hand. More people finish that 100-mile challenge by the end of the year. All right, trail calendar. Well, you can tell winter's over when practically every single trail club and Facebook page at doing the trails posts an event. So here we go. Michigan Hiking and Backpacking, Saturday, April 20th. They are going to have a group hike in the Egypt Valley Loop. That's going to be 7.1 miles. West Michigan Hiking and Backpacking, they're actually doing a car camping April 13th to the 14th. Didn't say where on the page, but you may have to go there and dig through it. And as always, I'm just giving you the highlights. Go to these individual pages, hit their events tab, and look up the gory details. Northern Michigan Hiking and Backpacking, they're doing, they got a Saturday, April 6th hike, 9:30 a.m. in the Manistee Forest, and we have a Fife Lake birthday hike on Friday, April 12th. That's going to be 4 p.m. It's probably a backpacking adventure. Scrolling down. Hiawatha, Shore to Shore, always count on them for a hike. They have the Dick Road Area Hike, April 13th, 10 to 3. And it's sponsored by the Hiawatha Shore to Shore Trail, the North Country Trail. So check that one out. Harbor Springs Group Hike on April 6th, 10 a.m. And we've got, scrolling, Grand Traverse chapter. They have a Boardman River and Sand Lakes Quiet Area hike. That is a really nice hike. My wife and I did that together, and it was really quiet. It was quiet. It's called the Quiet Lakes. Not that I'm biased or anything, but it was a nice little hike. So that's going to be at 1 o'clock on the 6th. Spirit of the Woods, monthly hike on the 6th as well, 10 a.m. meeting at M20, Trailhead, West Michigan chapter. Their chapter hike is on the 13th, 10 a.m. Centerline Road is where they're going to be. Chief Noonday, Pink Full Moon Hike on my birthday, April 23rd, 8 p.m. And they are, blah, 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 blah. It says parking lot 100 corner of McCamley and Van Buren. So there you go. Ooh, here's a cool one. Bob Beast chapter. Fourth annual spring brewery to brewery hike. April 6th, 1 p.m. Ramshackle Brewing Company is where it's going to begin, probably after they imbibe a little bit. And, hey, you don't have to drink beer to enjoy the hike. Just show up and hike with them. I looked at the Trail Angel page. I found an old posting that hadn't been fulfilled yet. Someone's looking for a reliable shuttle for his dad from the Black River Lodge near Ironwood to Military Hills Roadside Park near Rockland on June the 10th. And he's got some pretty particular details in there. So go to the Trail Angels page and check out the request to see if you can help this gentleman out. And the Waterloo Picnic Crucible is going to take place Saturday, April the 20th at 8 a.m. I believe it is full, but go down there, cheer everybody on, and cheer that they don't hurt themselves or kill themselves on this crazy hiking challenge. All right, time for the reservation report. This is brought to you by MichiganTrailMaps.com. High-quality maps of many of your favorite hiking trails like Pictured Rocks, downloadable maps, and books on hiking in Michigan like my book. Pictured Rocks reservation system, it is open, and you can book to the end of the calendar year. Saturday at Memorial Day weekend, it only has 4 campsites left of the 62 available. I'm surprised it still has 4 left, so you want to get on it. Independence Day, slim pickings. Most inland sites are only available on July 4th. All the water and lakeside sites are all taken for July 4th. August is becoming slim pickings as well. In Pictured Rocks, popular sites are all booked, like Chapel and Mosquito. It's mostly inland wireless sites available. No days are fully booked out yet, but some are getting close. And as always, I don't know why I mention this anymore, but Hurricane 12 Mile, they're booked 6 months out, but you can book 1 month and 2 weeks out as they hold back a few of the sites, so you better hover over your computer if you want to camp there. Grand Island, their page is doing very well. A lot of reservations there. Memorial Day weekend only has 1 site left for Sunday. After that, gobs availability. Went to Sylvania Wilderness. The app nor the website was working, so I can't give you an update there. And all of this is on recreation.gov website or phone app. State Park Campgrounds, MIDNR reservations.com. Remember, 6 months in advance. And each region of the state has a campground that is open year-round. For example, you can camp at Tequamenon Falls State Park in the dead of winter. So I looked at a random state park campground for Memorial Day weekend. Petoskey State Park, completely full. Better get on it. If you want to do anything on Memorial Day weekend, you got to get your campground reservation. And I don't know what to tell you because they're filling up fast. Backcountry camping sites at state parks, they are open for registration. You can book 6 months out. Looking at the Porcupine Mountains, Memorial Day weekend, only a few sites left on the weekend, making a trip a near impossibility, so you better plan otherwise. Craig Lake backcountry sites, plenty of room. Tequamenon Falls backcountry now can be made online as well, and you may not be aware of this, but this is long in coming and will make things much easier for those doing a through hike through the park. However, there are only 3 backcountry sites, so once these 3 are full, you'll have to either hike through or use one of the modern campgrounds, because remember, no dispersed camping, off-trail camping, stealth camping. My God, people, don't do it, okay? Because, pro tip, if the campground is full, the backcountry sites are full, the state park is obligated to let any through hiker or somebody that is traveling through, say, on a bicycle, they're obligated to let them camp somewhere in the park. This happened to me a number of years ago. They put me in the playground. And a lot of times you have to remind them that that's the case, but that is what happened to me. So keep that in mind. So if you're considering a through hike, June 21st and 22nd are booked. So, yeah, and a lot of dates in mid-July to mid-August. There's two sites been booked, so one site left, so you want to get on that as well. Isle Royal, the Ranger, no full dates yet. There's a couple of low days. Isle Royal Queen, brand new reservation page. It is awesome, easy to use. Only a handful of dates are full in June and July, and there's only one full date in August. IsleRoyal.com for reservations. The Seaplane, you got to go to their website. It's too convoluted for me to figure out and talk about it here. Isle Royal Lodges at Rock Harbor, forget about it. They've been full for months. So there you go. There is your reservation report. And time for the weather report. Marquette and Grayling, yeah, unseasonable temps in the 30s, getting up to the 50s with a little bit of snow in the forecast. Grand Rapids area, highs in the 40s and 50s, gradually warmer to the 60s in about 10 days. There will be some rain and clearing later in the week. A few nights of a little freezing with some flurries in the forecast. Let's hope the sun shows on the day of the eclipse, because that would be pretty cool. And an announcement for you, hey, I've been putting off, I've been putting more of my two books to podcasts. So if you subscribe to the podcast, you're getting notifications. I'm about to finish the Wisconsin segment of my North Country Trail book, and I'm on hike number 30 of 50 in my Hiking in the UP book. So the next time you travel, you can listen to the audio version of a hike you're about to take that is in either book. How cool is that? I think myself that is pretty cool to do that. So make sure you subscribe, all right? Also, tomfunk.net. There is a bookstore on there. Check it out. A lot of hiking resources, field guides, things like that. So please, tomfunk.net. And that is the one-stop shop webpage for all the crazy stuff I got going on. So there's various links to various pages and various things. Just go there and check it out. There's even a thing on there that's called a random website. And you click on it and it takes you to a random website. So, be sure to subscribe because you'll get notified immediately for podcasts. Otherwise, you got to wait for me to get around to it, and I'm a busy guy. So, our sponsor, Nortiv 8, thank you very much to them. And to end the show, as we always do, we adopt the pace of nature, for secret is patience. And that is by our friend Ralph Waldo Emerson. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Michigan Trails Reports. Just go to tomfunk.net and click and subscribe to the various stuff that is there. All right, maybe we'll see you in a couple weeks. Maybe we'll see you in a month. It all depends on the Michigan weather. Thanks, guys. See you later.